Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, you may join us here toll free at 855-450-FREE. We are here on the live Sunday edition of the program into hour number three now with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
And our toll-free number again is 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype as well. Skype username tonight, lrn.fm. So feel free to reach out to us there if you've got Skype, because then you'll sound a lot better. And if you sound better, means we're more likely to hang on to you and talk to you for a little while longer. So anyway, it depends.
It's an obsession of Ian's.
It really depends on what you're talking about as well. So join us here. We've talked about a variety of different things here tonight, including the latest crackdown on people trying to migrate into Liberland by the Croatian government, opting out of Common Core. And by the way, I did get the link from Michael Esch, who was with us at the beginning of the show. He said he was going to give us a link to information about how to actually opt out from Common Core if you are parents of a child in a government school.
I couldn't figure out if that was just for Ohio parents or parents generally, so it's...
It does. He's linking to me a link that says unitedoptout.com, and then the slash is there's an Ohio in there, but I presume that will get you back out to the main site with more.
It's probably worth looking at if it's a concern of yours.
So there's some good news. This was actually submitted to our website, which you can participate in by going to freetalklive.com. It's a Reddit-based front page there where you can submit content of various different types, whatever you think is interesting in the world. You submit that, and then other listeners can vote it up or down. It was the top story in the last hour. It's now the number two story on our website, as submitted by, let's see, this was MPW001. The story's from photographyisnotacrime.com, where a federal district court has ruled no qualified immunity for New York Police Department officers who arrested a cameraman.
Okay.
So this is good news. The days of the NYPD claiming the power to arrest people for recording them are coming to an end. Last Tuesday, a U.S. District Court for the Southern District of New York, a judge there, rejected New York City's qualified immunity defense in the latest court ruling, establishing that recording police officers is protected by the First Amendment.
Of course it is.
The ruling means that Douglas Higginbotham, who was arrested on November 15, 2011, while covering Occupy Wall Street for TV New Zealand, will be allowed to move forward with his civil rights lawsuit against the city. Higginbotham climbed on top of a phone booth to get a better shot of police arresting someone, only to be ordered by a police captain to get down. Higginbotham said he was unable to immediately comply because there were too many people surrounding that phone booth. When Higginbotham began to climb down, the captain and two other police officers pulled his legs out from under him, causing him to drop his camera. Police officers arrested him and transported him to a police processing center. After 4 hours in police custody, three of which he spent in plastic handcuffs, he was issued a summons for disorderly conduct and released. The charge was later dismissed.
Well, he probably shouldn't have been on a phone booth, right?
No, but that's his own risk. I mean, if you want to climb up on something, that's, that's your risk.
I doubt it was designed for somebody to be on top of it.
Maybe so. I mean, they are metal boxes, right? They're probably relatively strong.
I don't know. I haven't seen one in years.
Nonetheless, though, Mark, he's not in trouble for that. They dropped the disorderly conduct charge against him. And Higginbotham's lawsuit names the captain, two police officers, and the city itself as defendants. The captain is unnamed, and the other two officers are Curtis Sylvester and Sergeant Christoph Tomlinson. The suit alleges the officers falsely arrested Higginbotham and violated his First Amendment rights. The city claimed that Higginbotham was not falsely arrested because the officers had probable cause to arrest him for failure to disperse, but the court rejected this argument. And this is an excerpt from the court decision, quote, "The parties dispute whether, as a journalist covering the protest, Higginbotham can properly be said to have been congregating with the protesters within the meaning of the statute. The court need not resolve this question, however, because there is a different reason why the statute does not cover Higginbotham's conduct. The defendant's order for Higginbotham to climb down from the telephone booth was not an order to disperse. That word, as used in the statute, means to separate, to go different ways." Citing Oxford English Dictionary, There is no allegation that Higginbotham was ordered to separate.
That's interesting that the law bothers to separate what to define what disperse means. So, like, the mob can't all move in one direction and be considered dispersing.
There is no allegation that Higginbotham was ordered to separate himself from the rest of the crowd by leaving the scene of the protest. On the contrary, as alleged, the defendants instructed that he climb down from the phone booth into the crowd.
And he did.
Further, a group can disperse, an individual cannot. Because the defendant's order was directed at Higginbotham alone, it could not be an order to disperse. Unquote from the court decision. The court further noted that Higginbotham is alleged to have complied with the defendant's orders as soon as he had the opportunity to do so. There's nothing in the complaint to suggest that Higginbotham ever refused to comply with the order as required by the statute. The city raised a number, which is probably why they dropped the charge. A city raised a number of other possible justifications for the arrest, including the danger posed by the possibility of Higginbotham dropping his camera and possible damage to the phone booth, but the court rejected those arguments as well. The city also claimed that it was protected by qualified immunity because the right to record police is, quote, insufficiently defined, unquote.
Mm.
But the court said otherwise, quote, from the court decision, the right to record police activity in public, at least in the case of a journalist who is otherwise unconnected to the events recorded, was in fact clearly established at the time of the events alleged in the complaint.
Yes, it was.
When neither the Supreme Court nor the Second Circuit has decided an issue, a court may nonetheless treat the law as clearly established if decisions from other courts clearly foreshadow a particular ruling on the issue.
As that they do. Police,
yeah.
In America, you can be video recorded. Stop acting like you can't. It makes you look like a bunch of criminals.
Yeah, it does. What do you have to hide?
It's not just the average citizen wanting some privacy for themselves here. I mean, that's a sort of a spurious argument to look at it that way. I mean, these are public officials on public property doing the public's work, being paid the public's money, who want some kind of privacy in what they do. That's not privacy. That's unaccountability.
Exactly. The court did cite rulings from the 1st, 9th, and 11th circuits, as well as several district courts, as evidence that the right to record police was clearly established at the time of Higginbotham's arrest. The court further explained that while there are some limits on this right, none of them are applicable to Higginbotham's case. Quote, certainly, the right to record police activity in a public space is not without limits, and some uncertainty may exist on its outer bounds. For instance, it may not apply in particularly dangerous situations. If the recording interferes with the police activity,
sure.
If it is surreptitious, if it is done by the subject.
Surreptitious. Now, that's interesting.
If it is done by the subject.
Why shouldn't you be able to surreptitiously record the police?
You should be able to, but in some jurisdictions you cannot.
I'm just really... I feel like that needs to be thoroughly litigated.
Well, I'm with you there, but unfortunately in some jurisdictions there's two-party consent to recording, and that's a kind of a very cloudy area of law.
Mm-hmm.
As far as, you know, the rules in New Hampshire are very, very strict on
this. They're trying to get it fixed in New Hampshire, but it's...
Are they?
Well, there's been laws passed about, you know...
There haven't.
Okay,
The wiretapping, they tried to fix the wiretapping law, but when it was in committee, it was amended and gutted and turned into a worse wiretapping law.
Yeah, but didn't it pass the House and not the Senate?
I don't recall.
Okay.
But whatever it is, I don't think that moved forward, but yeah. Hopefully we'll see that changed at some point, but as of right now, it's kind of in a questionable circumstance. Like, you could argue that because the cop's in public and doing the public's duty, that you should be able to surreptitiously record, but I'm sure that the prosecutor will argue differently when you're facing felony charges,
sure.
Which, of course, would be illegal for them to do, but they did it anyway with our friend Adamo Freeman from copblock.org. They charged him with felonies of wiretapping when they should have charged him with misdemeanors, because if you, as a party to a conversation, at least in a two-party state like New Hampshire, if you as one of the parties know you're being recorded, you're the recorder, for instance, then that means that it's only a misdemeanor level charge. If, on the other hand, you record a conversation with other people and you're not party to it, so if I were to put...
But how come Adamo got a felony?
They just screwed up. And that's what I'm saying here, is he should not have been charged with a felony. This is what the Supreme Court came back and said when they overturned the lower court's decision.
Oh, they finally did. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, the Supreme Court said, look, you weren't supposed to charge this guy with a felony. But they did it anyway.
They can't give him his time back that he spent in county jail.
They charged him with a felony, and the jury found him guilty of a felony.
Yeah.
So it was all illegal, but they did it anyway. Which is, you know, what government does.
That's why I don't trust juries.
Right. 855-453.
That was my freedom, thanks.
855-4. Well, but Ademo should have caught that one when he was in court, and he didn't even catch it either.
Well, Ademo didn't want to play the legal game. He wanted to make a moral argument to a bunch of myrmidons.
I think he's changed his approach since then. He's been
filing
motions in court and things like that recently. 855-450-FREE. We'll come back with more here on The Story of the Cops and Recording.
Are you living with pain? So was Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried 1 hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic shipments. Call 800-400-3610 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-400-3610. 800-400-3610.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. Plenty of time for you to call and join us here on the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. Maybe you want to talk about your experience recording the police. I've got a lot of it. What about you? Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. It's getting easier than it has ever been. There's a new court ruling out of New York. This is a federal district court, the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of New York, basically throwing a lawsuit back in New York City's face. I guess the New York City's the defendant, but they had essentially said that they're immune. Our officers are qualified immune from this.
Have qualified immunity.
Yeah, they from this latest court ruling establishing that recording police officers is protected by the First Amendment. Essentially, the city is saying that their officers cannot be held legally liable for their actions in crushing the free press rights of one cameraman during the Occupy protests back in 2011.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Wouldn't what be nice?
Just sort of, you know, do what you want with the immunity.
That's what they do. Yeah, generally government agents have.
That's what they're claiming, at least.
Right. They have. In most cases, they will have immunity, meaning that the individual actors in a government bureaucracy are not able to be held responsible for the very actions that they have taken as government agents. So this is a big perk to being a government agent, is that you generally never have to say you're sorry. You never have to be responsible for the actions that you take. But in this case, the court has ruled that, yes, indeed, these officers can be held civilly liable for what they did to this man's
rights. It's going to happen very soon that the officers will be held individually liable for messing with people who are legally and filming without getting in the way of things. And so these police officers get all bent out of shape and pretend like, oh, I thought it could be a gun, that flat white device in your hand that looks so much like a telephone, couldn't possibly hold a bullet. I thought it was a gun, right? Like this nonsense that they say.
They've said it a few times.
Yeah, it's just nonsense.
So we're sharing with you from photographyisnotacrime.com, which is an excellent website, and we're going to continue it here in a moment.
I'm going to Freedom Fest. This is the world's largest gathering of free minds. It's in July from the 8th to the 11th in Planet Hollywood. Did I say it was in Vegas? It's going to be a lot of fun. Please come out and hang out with me. It's I'm looking to have a great time out there. Their theme this year is Discover the New American Dream. The thing I'm most excited about is this historic debate between Paul Krugman and Steve Moore. Steve Moore is the Wall Street Journal columnist and chief economist for the Heritage Foundation. Paul Krugman is the infamous Nobel Prize-winning economist and number one columnist for the New York Times. They're going to debate austerity versus stimulus, red state versus blue state, flat tax versus progressive tax. You know, Ian, I could come back a progressive. If I, you know, if Krugman makes a good case for himself, I could come back a progressive.
Okay.
You never know. Big names are going to be there. Steve Forbes, Peter Thiel, John Mackey of Whole Foods, George Gilder, Congressman Alan West, Grover Norquist, Senator Mike Lee, Glenn Beck, list goes on, Dinesh D'Souza. It is going to be an epic event. Tickets for this are not, bottom of the barrel or anything like that. But this is a long event from the 8th to the 11th. Huge names are there, and it's the biggest gathering in the world. They've got a big vendor room. If you're considering going, please come on out and hang out with us. When you do, sign up at freedomfest.com. Click radio. Make sure you do that when you're signing up, because we get credit for it, and they'll want to advertise with us and have us out and that kind of thing. It's freedomfest.com. Or you can give them a call at 855-850-FREE. If you do that, call that number, mention Free Talk Live. 855-850-FREE, freedomfest.com.
Let's go to Rob. He's in Lynchburg, Virginia, listening to WLNI. Hello, Rob.
Hey, that sounds like an insane event for the Cavalcade of Stars.
It is.
Yeah, man. Well, you guys are talking about cameras on police and the stories for that. Really what you're talking about is just sovereign immunity.
Yeah, they call it qualified immunity. It's not quite as thorough as sovereign immunity.
Don't they have both of them? And I don't know what the different circumstance is when they would be able to claim qualified versus claim sovereign, but I thought that government bureaucrats can claim both depending on, or one or the other depending on the circumstance. But I don't really know. What's the difference between them?
Qualified immunity is a subset of sovereign immunity. Sovereign immunity is you can't sue the state, because basically it's what it says. It's they inherited it from King George. It's the most un-American thing in the history of man. The case law here in Virginia from the Supreme Court of Virginia is sovereign immunity is alive and well in Virginia. Boy, can I tell you it is. But
yeah, you just can't touch these guys for the most part.
Yeah, your qualified immunity means basically you have sovereign immunity unless it's really, really, really outrageous.
Yeah, that's what it means.
But anyway, we have a story here from Lynchburg. The police were involved in a negotiation, just a salary negotiation, you know, with the chief of police, with the city.
Uh-huh.
They're not making enough, and they don't make enough money. There's a huge turnover rate. And that's a problem because we have a lot of young 20-year-old redneck white kids as police. There's no 40-year-old police. It's an issue.
Mm.
So they're involved in negotiations, and the police did what police do. They recorded. So they reported the chief of police, who was like, you SOBs, you, blah, 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 I'm going to, I'll see that you never work at, you know, it's part, because they're asking for money.
Uh-huh.
It was inappropriate language on and suggestions on behalf of the management of the police department. But
that's something that I really wish that police departments would work on, is it is completely unacceptable for police officers to be using foul language while wearing a badge. I'm not saying what the specific words are or what the specific circumstances are or what they can say on their break or when they're sitting chit-chatting in a car or something like that. But, to see somebody whose uniform I paid for, But treating somebody terribly using this awful language, it's unprofessional and unacceptable. And they should get little cop demerits or something for that. I could not do that as a radio salesperson selling ads in Sarasota, Florida. You can believe that a business owner would not want to do business with me if I acted that
so
way.
Hold on. So who recorded who in this negotiation?
Right. Yeah, I agree with that. But that's not really the point here. Yes, this was a police officer sort of representing the police in a negotiation with their boss, the chief of police. This was a private police salary negotiation. Okay? And so the boss was like, rah, 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 you know, how dare you? And it was saying things, you know, threatening him for wanting a raise, basically. And
you certainly shouldn't have been doing that.
Right, but boy, they did not want to be reported. It was a huge problem. Oh no, they report you all day long. If you're out doing your activism or you get a speeding ticket or anything.
So just to clarify something, Rob, was the police union guy negotiating with like the police chief, and the union guy was the one doing
the
recording. No, the chief was recording.
Right.
Was recording?
The person representing the police officer.
Right.
Okay.
So, and then was he surreptitiously recording?
Right, yeah. He was surreptitiously recording, like police do, which is perfectly legal in Virginia,
right,
among civilians or police. But boy, the police management did not want to be in the place of Joe Blow on the street. And they were so upset when their inappropriate language was publicized. But they have no problem taking your language and putting it in a court of law to put you in jail.
Good points, Rob. Thanks for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE to join us here on Free Talk Live.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. KD offers soft armor and rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines. Great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com. That's 844-2-GUNS80, Guns80.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Measles is activating on a mass scale, now due to the vaccines and iron poisoning. All symptoms, disease, and deaths are due to measles and iron, not just rash and flu-like symptoms, as the officials claim. Measles requires a host with iron to replicate. Iron intake is at an unprecedented level. Deaths and hospitalizations are set to soar now in 2015. This is the extermination plan, people. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. UNVEILINGthem.com. Unveilingthem.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Dog Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earthfiles publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may join us here on the radio waves. 855-450-FREE is the number. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you on the site. If you enjoy Free Talk Live and you like what we're doing here on the radio waves, you can support the show. One of the ways to do that is to become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com.
Fort Galt. It's a project to build this sort of condominium complex, very small condominium units down in Chile for entrepreneurs and sort of free-minded folks that want to get, away from the United States government and sort of be able to do their projects without what they feel, sort of this oppressive organization that's stopping them from doing it. It's a fresh, vibrant center of art and innovation, education, and creative capitalism. Now, what they've got is really small units there on up to, units the size that a family could fit in. But basically, everything's a room. So in some cases, it's a small room of like 3 by 10. Others, it's much larger rooms. You can go see what they're offering over there. They have a really great website with awesome videos. And, you're going to understand the project by the time you're done taking a look at this website. It's not any kind of work to look at it. I think you'll enjoy it. Go to fortgalt.com. I'm going to spell it for you. It's like Galt as in John Galt. F-O-R-T-G-A-L-T. F-O-R-T, as in Fort, and Galt, G-A-L-T, fortgalt.com. Check it out. It's really quite interesting.
All right, 855-450-FREE, back to the phones and the fun. We got Mike in Erie, Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Mike.
Hello, fellas. Hey, just wanted to give you an update on the Compassion and Use of Medical Marijuana Act here in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
It recently passed the Senate, like maybe a week ago. So it's going to go on to the House. Sadly, though, in the paper a couple of days ago, I read here, House Health Committee Chairman Matt Baker said Friday he has no plans to take up the Senate's medical marijuana bill or any other medical marijuana bill for that matter. So hopefully he doesn't
There's the
have,
politicians out working for you.
Yeah. So hopefully he doesn't have too much influence over a vast majority of the other House of Representatives.
Let's hope so.
So this is Pennsylvania where things are stalled out?
Correct.
At this point, more than half the states in the United States have medical marijuana.
Right.
Of some sort.
If it gets through the House, it's pretty much a lock to go through the governor. He'll sign it.
But it's not getting through the House.
He's already said he'll sign it. Yeah, it just has to get through the House, and I'm not sure about that. I said, you know, my brother sent him an email. I sent him an email, but, you know, all those emails go with those guys. They don't really read
it. Oh, yeah. You got to send it. Otherwise, they'll say, well, why didn't you let me know what you thought?
Yeah.
No one told me about
it.
But, you know, in many cases, they just do what they want.
Right.
Mike, thanks for the update, man. Hey, anything else you want to share?
Real quick. This is a psychotic episode, Naked Mike, from the other night. I don't know if you remember the story.
Vaguely. Can you recap briefly?
Well, I went through a psychotic episode, and I ended up getting arrested for the marijuana I was growing.
Oh, yeah. You had stripped down on the street
stripped
corner.
Naked on the street.
Right.
Yeah, if anyone...
Now, that won't get you any attention.
If it's okay to give my Twitter account out, if anybody wants to read the rantings of a crazy man, I tweeted out about 500 tweets while I was in my psychotic
oh,
episode.
Oh, wow. Okay, what's your Twitter account?
It's Burrow Bundy, B-O-R-O Bundy, as in Al Bundy.
Burrow Bundy. Now, to what date would one have to scroll back to see these 500 crazy tweets?
I've only got 524 tweets out right now. And I basically started tweeting right during my psychotic episode. So if you scroll all the way to the bottom of the page, there's the beginning of my crazy rants.
Thanks, Mike, for the call tonight. I appreciate that. That sounds like fun. Let's talk to Tina, listening in Albuquerque to Kiva. Hi, Tina.
Hi.
Hey, you're on the air.
Okay, so I wanted to comment on that dude's comment about medical marijuana in Pennsylvania. There are going to be quite a few different states not approving it because of the fact that it opens up a part of our brain, which is called the pineal gland. Have you heard of it?
I've not heard anything about marijuana tapping into the pineal gland.
Yeah, well, that's what it does. It opens up.
According to what?
I'm sorry?
According to what study?
You know what? I'm not actually sure about that. But
where did you hear this?
This is what I do know. This is what I do know is that our government
you don't know something unless you've researched it. Unless
can you stop interrupting me?
Go for it, then.
Okay, cool.
I just wanted to call you out on your BS claim. But anyway, go ahead.
This is the bottom line, is that the government has approved things like alcohol, which is the number one killer, okay, of anything put together, okay? And they're not approving things that are known to physically and mentally help people medically, which is something like marijuana. And yes, those studies are proven and they are true. So,
well, no, you don't know what the studies are. I already asked you for one.
Can you prove me wrong about that? You don't know that. You seriously don't know that marijuana can help people medically?
Yeah, absolutely. Marijuana can help people medically,
so what's the
Tina.
Here?
The problem is you're making stuff up about the pineal gland.
Well, somebody probably told her.
I've never heard anything about that.
Okay,
I've heard a zillion stories about medical marijuana helping people, but I've never heard one about it tapping into your pineal gland.
So let's just say that I was. Just say that it is bullshit, that it doesn't...
Okay, you can't say that on the radio. We're doing a talk radio program. I'm sorry, but you can't say that. the S word. I understand she's very passionate about marijuana, and that's the funny thing. Like, look, lady, I'm on your side. I am a huge advocate of cannabis. I've used it for my entire adult life, off and on, mostly on. And maybe she's confusing it with DMT. Now,
somebody probably told her something, and, she sees value in marijuana being legalized, which, whether recreationally or medically, and I do too. People can get bad information, Ian. I think that to some extent you're just kind of badgering somebody you had on the ropes.
So I just did a quick Google, and for cannabis and pineal gland, here is an article from The Waking Times at wakingtimes.com. The pineal gland.
I hope they prove you wrong.
Seat of the soul, as described by René Descartes, is the focal point of our spiritual guiding system, which makes us go beyond the five senses of rationality and become multisensory, tuned into and aware of higher dimensions of consciousness within a holographic cosmos. Cannabis or marijuana, among other psychedelics, facilitates the activation of the pineal gland and helps turn on the third eye of the mind's eye, directing our spiritual evolution to wholeness. Now, I don't know.
I don't hear any claims other than it does.
It does. Right. The pineal gland, located in the center of the brain, is about a quarter of an inch in size, reddish gray, and weighs about one-tenth of a gram. Unlike other parts of the brain, which come in pairs, the pineal gland is singular, and its location in the center of the brain and presence in other species indicates it's an older part of humanity's evolutionary brain system. The pineal gland is present in all lower vertebrae. In other species like birds, reptiles, and frogs, the pineal gland is called the parietal eye, or third eye, as its functions closely resemble that of an actual eye. In these other species, the pineal gland has components of an actual eye with a cornea, rod, and cone. It's considered to be the vestige of a functional sense organ of early primitive vertebrates. Directly affected by the light taken through the eyes, the pineal regulates sleep, menstrual cycles, mating seasons, hibernation, seasonal flight patterns, and many other instinctual behaviors.
Marijuana appears to turn you into a reptile.
Psychedelic researcher Dr. Rick Strassman, whose book I'm reading right now, actually, has explained how the pineal gland is quite active in synthesizing compounds related to serotonin, an important neurotransmitter in the brain. Neurotransmitters are the chemical messengers allowing communication among individual nerve cells. Most typical psychedelic drugs, such as LSD, mescaline, psilocybin, and DMT, are active in brain sites, which are also affected by serotonin. In addition, most of these drugs are similar in their chemical structure to serotonin. But I didn't see cannabis in that list of drugs. Want to hear more about this? I'll do a little more digging here in moments. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. I have heard that DMT activates the pineal gland, and that that the pineal gland can actually effuse DMT into your body. But I've never heard anything about cannabis. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-944-5836. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-944-5836. 1-800-944-5836.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per
caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and join us here in the remaining moments. We have enough time for you at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. So we had this caller a moment ago who was calling, claiming that the cannabis activates the pineal gland in your body, and I called her right out on that claim, because I mean, I'm no cannabis expert or anything like that. I've just consumed a lot of it in my lifetime. And I've read a thing or two about it. I remember there was a year, actually, when I was younger, where I quit smoking cannabis for an entire year. And I did a lot of research about cannabis in that year. It was just because I was
bored
thinking about it all the time. And so I did learn a thing or two about cannabis. I've never come across these claims. Now, I'm not saying that means that the claims are false, but I'd like to know where you learned about those claims so I can go and learn about those claims as well. Unfortunately, she cursed, and so we had to drop her call. Not that she was going to point us to any kind of study or anything. She's just heard things. And so I looked, did a quick Google search, and the first result for cannabis and pineal gland is what is essentially a rambling article over at WakingTimes.com. It begins by saying that cannabis, among other psychedelics, facilitates the activation of the pineal gland. But after that point, Mark, it just goes on to talk about the pineal gland.
Yeah.
So it doesn't. Later on in the article, which goes on for a little bit, there's actually not a single mention of the word cannabis later on in the article. So it's not like they're citing any kind of study or pointing to anything at all. But they do cite Dr. Rick Strassman, who has done a lot of research on psychedelics like DMT. And DMT is purported to sort of activate the pineal gland. The pineal gland has been suggested.
It would be difficult to get some study on that because there's just not much on DMT.
That's right. It has been suggested that the pineal gland is something that activates at the time of death, which is what creates sort of the out-of-body experience or the near-death experience. And anyway, the...
There appears to be a lot of mystery around this particular gland.
There is. Strassman states that many of these substances belong to the tryptamine class of drugs and proposed that the pineal gland produces one or two endogenous tryptamines found in human blood and cerebrospinal fluid. This latter fluid continually bathes the brain, and compounds found in it most likely affect brain function. Strassman also explains how psychedelic drugs, meditational states, spontaneous near-death experiences, and other phenomena which may induce stereotypic death, rebirth, and paradisal hellish states act via the pineal gland.
Ha! Beat that, artificial intelligence!
So, anyway, the article gets a little more esoteric as it goes on, so I'm going to stop it there. But suffice it to say, I'm not convinced the pineal gland is activated by cannabis, nor am I convinced that it's activated. If it is activated, it's activated in any kind of significant manner, because it's a mild psychedelic at best. Cannabis is not a particularly psychedelic substance. There are certain, let's say, hallucinations you can experience while on cannabis, but they're very, very mild. It would be like seeing a shadow, but it's not actually thinking, you know, if you're in the dark, seeing some shadow somewhere that's not actually there, or hearing a sound that maybe that would have been less present to you had you not been in that particular drug state. But it's not like you're going to see things that aren't there generally.
Are the panic attacks that are often associated with marijuana, would those be considered in any way psychedelic? Or
I couldn't tell you. I've never had any experience like that.
No, lots of people have them, and I have them.
Let's talk to is a panic attack a hallucination?
Kind of, right?
It's just anxiety, isn't it?
I don't know. I mean, is it what's the other thing besides hallucinations when you think you're something else? You're deluded.
Okay.
I don't know.
Wade's in Hamilton, Ohio, listening to LRN.FM. Hello, Wade.
Hi. I was just listening to what you guys were speaking about, and I disagree about cannabis causing panic attacks. If anything, it helps prevent panic attacks.
I can only tell you my experience.
I used to be on pills, right, like pharmaceutical drugs for any depression and things like that, and some of them made me zombie-like, some of them made me lethargic, some of them made me very violent, and I was quite frequently suicidal on said drugs. And when I made the switch to cannabis, I found I could focus. That constant pressure and anxiety that's always on me, knowing what's going on in the world, just disappears. That weight on my chest is gone. I'm able to be much more myself. I'm not angry anymore. I'm much more myself, and I'm able to function better as a person. And
I think that's excellent.
My own wife.
I want to point out that that is great news, and that cannabis to me is a miracle drug. However, different people have different physiologies. They have different body chemistry. And I would not deny someone. Right. I would not deny that somebody has had a panic attack while on cannabis and feels as though that made that experience more intense. What percentage of people that is, I don't know.
Basically, it needs to be legalized worldwide. It's never caused a single death ever, yet alcohol and tobacco kill millions annually worldwide.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's a bit of a hypocrisy.
Okay, so when you spit out those kind of numbers, it rankles me just a little bit. So alcohol kills mainly because people drive cars while drunk, right?
People have died due to alcohol poisoning a lot.
That's true, but not millions every year. Not millions every year.
Well, I'll tell you one number that no one can dispute. You will not find a single documented case of cannabis overdose.
Yeah, right. There's no death from cannabis overdose, and I'll agree with you 100% on that one. It's just that
I overdosed last night on alcohol. It was awful.
Somebody, you have a hangover. You have a headache.
I did earlier. Yeah.
It's nice to be young. It's for me. It goes on for like 3 days. So what'll happen is like marijuana can, you know, if you go out and drive a race car after smoking pot, you know, maybe your reaction time isn't going to be as good, and it causes an accident or something like that. So people have died from marijuana. If you use the very wide-ranging definition of people die from it, in the same way that people use the wide-ranging definition of people have died from alcohol. Now, people could die from alcohol poisoning, and probably hundreds, if not thousands, of people in the United States do every year, but certainly not some, you know, more people die from the flu.
You know, the thing you can't do, though, with cannabis, Mark, is test to the tests that find cannabis residue or whatever you want to call it, the remnants of cannabis use in one system can detect that in some cases weeks after the person has actually used the cannabis.
Oh, yeah.
So if somebody gets into a car accident and they have evidence of cannabis use in their bloodstream, that can simply mean that they've gotten high 3 weeks ago. So it's hard to really say that that had anything whatsoever to do with the car accident.
I read an article where they are coming out with a test that can tell whether or not people are stoned right now. But as I understand, it was expensive when I read the article. That doesn't mean that it's expensive now. But they're going to have to, you know, with it, with marijuana being legal in places like Colorado and Washington, they've got to come out with a test like that in order to sort of be able to decide if people are under the influence.
I hope they don't come out with that test. Hey, thanks, Wade. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Yeah, I was just I found your radio station by a link on a Facebook post, and I want to listen to you guys more. But I'm really concerned about the state of America and my own country. I see America. I have a lot of friends, and I see America turning into a complete fascist country. It's no longer a democracy. The 99% have what, next to zero input into actual policy, and just the rich elite and the bankers and the corporations which run the country have all the power. And I see the same things happening that's happening where you guys are over here in Canada. It's scaring me shitless.
Oh, you can't say that on the radio. We do have to let you go after that one there. Two in one night. Wow.
Let's talk about the Federal Communications Commission.
Now, I don't know about the Canadian Telecommunications Commission or whatever they call themselves up there, but I suspect they won't let you say the S word either.
Probably not. As I understand, in Great Britain, they may have different rules on what words can be said and what can't, but there's still words that can't be said. And, the F and S and a couple of C's definitely cannot be
said. Can't say those under any context or circumstance.
We don't use GD on the air here either.
Yep.
In order to
A-hole. You can't say that one either.
Right. We should avoid the use of that one.
You can say ass like a donkey, but you can't say it in the sexual or body.
You can refer to the cock crowing at dawn,
right?
But you wouldn't use it that way. You can talk about, for instance, my wife found today a pussy willow tree,
and you can in New Hampshire.
It was somebody planted it. Yeah.
Huh. I didn't know that was something could grow up north.
I don't know the specifics, but
I guess I don't know.
She pointed
at
a plant and said, "That's a pussy willow." I believed her. That's all I can tell you. I mean, I
know
nothing.
I'm thinking of cattails. I'm confusing pussy willow with cattails. I was thinking of cattails.
I was kind of wondering because, you're completely inept when it comes to botany here.
Yeah,
you
I can
have
only
no
identify
business.
Marijuana. I mean, that's really the only plant that I.
I'm like, what does he know about pussy willows?
Not a damn thing. All right, we're out of time for tonight. We'll be back tomorrow. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. By the way, I'll post this link to the district court ruling against qualified immunity for the New York Police Department. Cops that oppressed a photographer. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally, even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.